What's up, everybody? Mr. 8 Vicious here. Now, in this video, I'm going to talk about some YouTube channels I've been seeing on the internet. I've been seeing a lot of anti-MGTOW channels out there. They bug the shit out of me, for one reason. They talk all this mad crap about us MGTOWs being alone. They're calling us incels and stuff. They're calling us ugly and we're unwanted and all this garbage. You know, I turn around and I look at them and I observe them. And they couldn't handle being alone, even if they tried. As a matter of fact, all the ones that are making fun of us are making a YouTube channel, talking all this mad shit about us. They're alone. I'm just like, so where's your beautiful unicorn out there, huh? Where is she? They're nowhere to be found. And a lot of them, they don't even show their face. And I know they don't show their face for one reason. They're hideous. They're incels. No woman would touch them with a 10-foot pole, I bet. But you never hear them talk about how great their marriage is or their relationship is. Not one channel have I heard them say that. Not one. And they're over here talking all this mad crap and telling us that we're the incels and that we're the unwanted. No, it's the other way around. I've seen plenty of MGTOWs, especially myself, pick up some chicks. Plenty. Plenty of them. Now, we can go out and get a woman if we wanted to, but we're all past that, aren't we, gentlemen? Me, for one, I'm a different story. I do it as a business purpose, to make some money. Now, they, on the other hand, the anti-MGTOWs, them on the other hand, a lot of them are not married, they don't have a girlfriend, and they try and get a girlfriend, but nobody wants anything to do with them. And these are the same manginas, these are the same idiots that was rallying with all these feminists and stuff during the Donald Trump election. That's why I keep saying I can't wait till the next election. I can't wait for that shit storm. That shit show and that shit storm, man, I cannot wait. It's gonna even be an even bigger one. I can already feel it already. And I can't wait to turn on my computer and look on the internet on all these freaking videos of people throwing these riots and stuff like that, and everyone getting pepper sprayed and kicked around and all that shit. I just can't wait. And these are the same manginas that stand by these feminists. And I know what they do. I know why they're doing it for one reason. They're going to go out there again with their stupid little signs over here protesting this or standing up for that and this and that. Someone with a microphone is going to go over there and say, what brings you here? Oh, I'm here to support feminists and female, female rights. Oh, really? What rights are those? Well, I don't want to talk to you. That's all they know how to fucking do. It's fucking stupid. They don't even know. They don't even understand what the fuck they're out there doing. They don't know what the hell they're doing out there in the first place. It's stupid. I know why these guys do this. They hang out with those stupid radical women and stuff like those SJWs, those Antifa fuckers out there. I know why they do it. Because there's girls in there. And they say, well, if I help support them, you know, maybe I'll get laid tonight. Yeah, I'm going to fuck one of them. No, you're not going to fuck one of any of them. I mean, their pussies are already dry as is just for joining them. For in other words, they see you kissing their ass. They can see it. You know how dry pussy gets? Jesus Christ, they don't want to hook up with anybody like you. They want to hook up with a bad boy. They want to hook up with some biker dude or something. Someone who will treat her like shit. Someone who will say no to her. That's what they want. Because you want to know how I know? I met a couple of feminists before that were dating another man. And they were fucking jerks. They were absolute bad boys. That's all they were. amazing. It's gonna happen again. You guys are gonna go in there, kiss their ass. Oh, I'm gonna get lucky tonight, man. I'm gonna fuck one of these hoes. No, you're not. You ain't getting with shit. You ain't getting with shit. How I know? I hooked up with a feminist once. No joke. She was an exotic dancer. She used to talk about being a feminist all the fucking time until I had to stick my tongue down her fucking throat to shut her up. That's what they want. And you fucking, you man-giants who follow these bitches. You anti-MGTOWs, a lot of you are anti-gun too. You want our rights and our Second Amendment? You know, take it away from us? You want to take our guns away from us? Yeah, do that. See what happens. But then, yeah, you want to take our guns away from us. But then, yeah, you want the government, like cops, armed security, our military, to have guns. They could just turn tyrannical any second, point that gun at you, and do whatever the fuck you want. Or a country will see the opportunity. Oh, they don't have no guns anymore. Oh, that gives us a greater advantage now. Let's go over there and attack them. And when that happens, and you're seeing your friends, your family, and your next door neighbor's house getting blown up, getting shot to death, and you guys, and our enemy puts you in rows and then shoots at you like an execution, a firing squad. I mean, my God, you guys are gonna be like, help us, help, 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 please help us. Yeah, then you want a gun then. You'll want a gun then. I can see it already. I can see it now. It could happen now. Our enemies, while we have our guns. And then you'll see your family members getting killed, and you'd be like, Mister, help! Ah! Help! Help! Yeah. You want a guy with a gun then. Yeah, you would. You would change your mind so goddamn fast, it wouldn't even be funny. I dare you to try and take the guns away. I dare you. I dare you to try it. Oh, there'd be a civil war. I'm already starting seeing channels on that on YouTube. People explaining that there's going to be a civil war pretty soon. Yeah, there will be if you try and take our guns away. Absolutely. But that's amazing how hypocritical those anti-MGTOWs are. And a lot of these feminists, too, they're all anti-MGTOW, and a lot of them are not married. It's like, where's your fucking husband? I mean, where? Where's your fucking husband? Where's your boyfriend? And they don't have them. They don't have one. And they make fun of us about being alone. Hey, MGTOW is about self-preservation. It is. We know how to be alone. And when we first tried it, and when I first tried it, man, I enjoyed it. I didn't hear no nagging ass bitch. I didn't have to think about any anniversaries or birthday or whatever. Or whip out my wallet just to make her happy. Give her access to my bank account so she can do whatever the fuck she wants with it. Nope. Hell no. When I decided to be alone, that was the best thing for me. I could go home to quiet. I deal with enough drama working. Just today, last week, fucking a customer was yelling, screaming at us. He said that we scratched the living shit out of his dash after tinting the car or whatever. It's like, dude, that scratch was already there. We all saw it before we even did anything to it. And he wants us to pay $3,000 for it. Oh, and it was like, and guess who was screaming at us? Guess. Another fucking woman. I mean, they're the worst, man. Women, female customers, man, they are the worst to deal with. Men, they're easy. they're easy. But women, man. Oh my God, they just don't shut up. She was just looking for a free handout. She did that later on, earlier in her life, you know, before she came and brought the car over. She's probably scratched the crap out of it. She had something on her dash. She probably went and grabbed it and fucked it up. That's exactly what she did. And then she's like, "God, well, I'm gonna go take it over there to get it, to get the windshield fixed and the tint. Well, I'll just blame it on them and I'll get something for free." Yeah, you'd be surprised how many customers do actually try and do that. This happens to be one of them. Some people just have no life. Some people just don't give a fuck. You know, I laugh at these anti-MGTOW groups, man. I mean, Jesus Christ, you know, they're alone. I was like, where the hell is your unicorn, man? Aren't you happy? You know, aren't you married? Don't you have a girlfriend or something? It's fucking hilarious. It's hilarious, and they talk shit about us. Yeah, and their wives and girlfriends, and they're nowhere to be found. It's absolutely amazing. And the ones that don't show their face are probably this geek behind this computer just talking all this crap because he has nothing better to do. And so they make fun of us just to feel good about themselves, I guess. But yeah, I looked at all of them, and they all had the same pattern, you know what I mean? None of them were married, none of them had kids or anything like that. I mean, if they were married and having kids and they're having a good marriage life, you know what I mean? They wouldn't be looking at MGTOW. They'd be spending time with their family. They would not be looking over here. Because my parents, they're married. They've been together since day one. And do they look at my MGTOW stuff? No. No, unless I show them it. Do they look at other MGTOWs? No. My friends' parents, they've been together all their life. I asked them, I was like, "Do you look at MGTOW videos?" They're like, "What the heck's a MGTOW?" I was like, "Exactly." I was like, "Yeah, you don't look at MGTOW, because why?" He's like, "Well, what's MGTOW?" I was like, "Well, MGTOW is men going their own way." And he's like, "Okay, they're going their own way." I was like, "Yeah, they don't get married, they don't do this, they don't do that." Like, and we explained that marriage is just a big old huge trap for men, and it doesn't benefit a man, it only benefits the woman. And they're like, yeah, we're good here, our marriage is good here, and yeah, we wouldn't look at that. So yeah, you know, it's just these anti-MGTOWs, man, they're the ones having the hard time finding a relationship. So far, none of them have girlfriends, none of them are married or anything like that. I'm sorry, I just had to laugh, you know what I mean? That's pathetic. That's pathetic. They're over calling us pathetic? No, that is pathetic. Yeah, go ahead, get married. And mark my words, it ain't gonna last more than 3 years. Mark my words. And then she's going to go and take you to the cleaners. She's going to take you to divorce court. And she is going to fucking wipe you out. This is why MGTOW exists. And I advise you to listen. Before you even do something so stupid as getting married. I mean, come on. Think about it. I mean, you can't even explain to me, you know, sell marriage to me. You couldn't. You guys don't even have a logical explanation why I should get married and have a kid and a nice house with a white picket fence. I mean, there's nothing you can do to tell me or convince me to get back into the plantation. You can do all the shaming you want, but it ain't gonna fucking work. I got something good going on. And if only you guys knew, my MGTOW brothers know, but only if you guys knew, you MGTOW haters out there, you cry. And I bet at one time you were, I'm living the fantasy. I bet you at one time that was your fantasy as well. But I made it happen. Well, I'm gonna wrap up this video. I'm gonna go in the liquor store, grab me some beer. Probably make another video tonight, maybe. I was not gonna post this on YouTube, but I said fuck it. You know what I mean? We're all gonna get pretty much taken down anyway, right, fellas? We'll just find another platform. Hell, they can go ahead and shut us all down. They can go ahead, right ahead, to do it. That's their loss. They're losing traffic for every goddamn channel that's taken down, especially MGTOW channels. They are really fucking themselves. And they're gonna be the new MySpace pretty soon. And the new Blockbuster Video. They're taking themselves to the cleaners. And I am gonna watch them do it. Go ahead. You're only hurting yourself if you close down my channel and every other MGTOW's channel down. Go ahead. Go for it. You're only hurting yourself. And there's a fuck ton of videos out there explaining why YouTube is the next MySpace and Blockbuster Video and all that shit. Good luck. I'm Mr. 8vicious, signing off.